Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. It's Thursday, another week just flying by. Can you imagine? Tomorrow's already Friday and the weekend's here. It's Thursday, the 2nd of March. Spring is here. Spring has sprung, except for Dallas and the rest of the eastern United States, because a massive storm is hitting Texas and heading east, and it's going to be a big one, as they would say in the Midwest, a humdinger. That's not what Wayne Root would say. In New York, I'd say it's going to be an effing monster. But in the Midwest, they'd say, it's going to be a humdinger, Wayne! So I've got my latest commentary that I not only write to be released in newspapers around the country by Creator Syndicate every weekend, and at conservative websites around the country by Creator Syndicate, but also it'll be the as always it'll be the opening commentary to my TV show on Real America's Voice that I film tomorrow that airs on Saturday morning at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, with the top 10 stories in America. And I always open with a commentary, and this will be my opening commentary on America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Allen Root on Real America's Voice TV network at noon Saturday. Here it is. Here are five of the most important stories in the history of America all in 1 week. So I've written literally thousands of commentaries, and I've never had this problem before, ever. I have five of the biggest stories in the history of America to tell you about, all at the same time, all on the same week. And they're all so important, I can't decide which one to write about, so I'm going to write about all five. I'll let you choose which one I should write about in expanded detail next week. Send me an email. Vote for the story you'd like me to write about. What story do you want to hear the most? Email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. But in the meantime, here's a short and sweet Cliff Notes version of all five. So story number one, this would be the headline for story number one. Of course China intentionally released COVID, but even more shocking is who helped them. Everyone in power is finally in agreement that COVID came from a Chinese biowarfare lab. I told you that 3 years ago. But even that is not the real shocker. Tucker Carlson had a doctor who escaped China on his show this week. She says China intentionally released COVID to destroy America and the Western economies. It was no accident. This was a planned attack upon America. And I've been saying that for 3 years, too. China had just lost the trade war. Their entire economy was about to collapse. At that exact moment, COVID was unleashed on America and the Western world. That's no coincidence. But that's still not the real story. I believe China had inside help. I believe the deep state, the D.C. swamp, the Democrat Party, and Dr. Fauci were all in bed with China. They were all desperate to stop Trump. With power over the entire U.S. economy, control over our lives, government contracts, and trillions of dollars on the line, they all needed to kill Trump's economy and destroy Trump's reelection. COVID was the perfect plan. I'll give you more details if you choose this story as the big one for next week. Story number two, Woody Harrelson was right about Big Pharma and the COVID vaccine scam, but Woody was way too naive and nice. Actor Woody Harrelson spilled the beans on Saturday Night Live about the COVID vaccine scam. Big Pharma is a drug cartel, just like the Mexican drug cartel, except far more powerful. The Mexican drug cartel has only bought off the entire Democrat Party. Big Pharma has bought off both parties, the entire U.S. government, the media, and the medical industrial complex. They own them all. Woody Harrelson is a hero because he told the raw truth even in his pot-induced haze. But Woody left out the biggest part of the story. This vaccine isn't just a failure, and it's not just about money and about people getting filthy rich. It's a killing machine. I've seen all the latest data. It's shocking. Just in the last week, the data that's come out is shocking. The COVID vaccine is killing, injuring, and disabling so many people, I'm not sure our society will have enough able-bodied workers left to function in a year or two. So I'll give you more details and expand that story if you choose this as your big story for next week. All right, story number three. Is the next Pearl Harbor or 9/11 sneak attack on the USA on the way soon? Few realize how badly our military has been weakened and corrupted by Biden, who's doing the bidding of China and the CCP, Chinese Communist Party. Our military is the weakest and most vulnerable in history. No one believed Japan would attack our homeland in 1941. No one expected 9/11 in 2001. They never do until after it happens. So what would make you think Russia or China or both together are not busy right now plotting either a surprise attack on the USA or the start of World War III? America's never been weaker or more defenseless. With the current state of the military, I do not believe we could win a war right now. China and Russia both know that. They could be planning a sneak EMP attack at this very moment. Electromagnetic pulse. I'll give you more details if you choose this as the big story for next week. Story number four. Biden and Mayor Pete's response to the Ohio train derailment catastrophe is more proof of rigged and stolen elections. I believe the shocking lack of interest or empathy by Biden, Mayor Pete, or the EPA for the white working class rural citizens of Ohio is more proof our elections are rigged and stolen. The tell, as they say in poker, is they didn't even try and fake it. They didn't even act like they cared. The Biden administration couldn't care less about the worst environmental disaster in our country's history. They couldn't care less about white, working class, or Midwest votes. Something is very wrong. I'll give you more details if you choose this story as the big one for next week. Story number five. Why every decent parent in America must immediately remove your children from public school and start homeschooling. Set aside the poor state of education. Your children are being purposely dumbed down. Set aside the lies of critical race theory and the evils of transgender indoctrination. All of that is child's play, excuse the pun. The big story is every child will soon be mandated in most blue states and or blue school districts to take the deadly experimental COVID jab in order to attend school. You have only a small window to protect your child's life. I'll give you more details if you choose this story as the big one for next week. So pick the story you think is the most important story you want to hear more about, and I'll give you the expanded, detailed version next week. You get to decide. WayneRoot@gmail.com. So those are your five choices. All of them, I think, are the biggest stories ever, you know, among the biggest stories ever. Number one was COVID intentionally released by China, but was it released by China in conspiracy with the deep state, the DC swamp, the Democrat Party, and Dr. Fauci? In other words, was it an inside job? Were forces, powerful forces in America, in bed with China to release COVID? Story number two, Woody Harrelson said that the greatest drug cartel in the world is the Big Pharma drug cartel, and that they've forced us all to take this experimental vaccine. And he was right, but wait till you hear the numbers that are out, data from around the world that show this is the most incredible killing, disabling machine ever. I don't even know how society will function in a year or two. So if you pick that one, I can expand on that. Number three is the next Pearl Harbor on the way because, listen, nobody thought Japan would ever attack America. No one thought that, you know, radical Islam would attack America like 9/11 on our own homeland. So what would make you think that Russia or China aren't plotting an attack on our homeland right now? We're so weak, we couldn't stop it, and I don't believe we could do a counterattack that would be effective. Story number four that you could choose is Biden and Mayor Pete's response to the Ohio train derailment That catastrophe, I think, is proof they've rigged the election because they don't even care if no one in the Midwest votes for them. And that's telling. And story number five is most people have been asleep at the switch and they don't realize that the COVID vaccine is now going to be mandated for their kids to go to school. And that vaccine is a killer for young people even more than it's a killer for old people. There's no reason for a single young person in the world to take a COVID vaccine. They don't die of COVID. So you have no reason to worry about it. It's the flu. And I would have said that 3 years ago. Today, it's not even the flu. It's a cold. So no kid has to worry about COVID, but every kid has to worry about dying from the COVID vaccine. So if you want that story, and remember, I homeschooled my four kids. One of them went to Harvard. The other one just graduated SMU, one of the best schools in Texas, and got a fabulous job in Dallas. So, I mean, I think I'm a pretty good father and a pretty good example of what you can do with homeschooling. But everyone in America, just to avoid the brainwashing, just to avoid the dumbing down, just to avoid your child becoming transgender, and now to avoid your child becoming sick or dying, needs to get the hell out of school. Homeschooling is the answer, unless you can find a good Christian school that will that refuses to mandate a vaccine. So those are the stories. Pick the one you like the best. Email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. But those are five of the biggest stories ever, ever. And they're all in 1 week. I didn't know which one to write about, so I put them all together. And I'll expand one for the big story next week. WayneRoot@gmail.com is the way to contact me. WayneRoot@gmail.com. RootForAmerica.com is my website. RootForAmerica.com. And by the way, whether you're listening nationwide or whether you're listening in Las Vegas, if you want to sponsor this show, there's a lot of money to be made. My fans eat up like hotcakes every product that I endorse on this show. So contact us if you want to sponsor this show locally or nationally. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking seven companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free two-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Is it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, wait on the roots up. Those are some important stories, man. And by the way, there's 10 more I could give you. You know, I think the fact that San Francisco and other cities are planning to give millions of dollars, or at least they're claiming to plan to give millions of dollars to black people in America, you know, in San Francisco, $5 million apiece if you're black, in reparations. Another one of the most incredible stories in the history of America. The most ridiculous story. Do you know what that would do to the economy? Do you know what that would do to America? There'd be, literally be a civil war the next day. Nobody is going to accept you handing out $5 million to someone because of the color of their skin for something that happened hundreds of years ago and they weren't even there for it. The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life. They're all living in a dream world. It would destroy the entire economy of each city that tried to do it or each state that tried to do it. That's a big story. I think my buddy Kip Herridge, you all know him as the big economic guru, stock market guru. His company, of course, VRA, Vertical Research Advisory. And VRAinsider.com is his website. He did a poll today, his own poll. Matter of fact, I should try and go there right now. Hold on one second. Let me try and go there and see if the results have changed, because he's leaving it up for literally like a week. Actually, not a week, a day. So the results, there's still a day to go. But I want to see what if the results are as overwhelming as they were, literally. Yeah. Here, he says, Kip Herridge says, I wonder what would happen if you took a poll in this country that asked people who they trusted more, Joe Biden or Vladimir Putin. Let's find out. Who do you trust more, Biden or Putin? Guess what the response percentage is. 99% chose Putin at Truth Social, which, of course, is all conservatives and Donald Trump fans. 99% choose Putin. Now, hold on. Let's go to Twitter, which should be a more fair example, right? Because Twitter is both conservatives and liberals. And so let's see at Twitter. Here's his poll at Twitter. 92.3% picked Putin. 7.7% picked Biden. And it's not a small sample size. Every time you hear a Rasmussen poll or any of the big polls, they poll 1,000 people. Well, at Twitter, 1,794 people have voted. 92% said they trust Biden, excuse me, they trust Putin more than Joe Biden. These are Americans voting. 92.3% choose Putin over Biden. 99% of Truth Social. I think that's a huge story. Sponsor of this segment, by the way, is GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices, all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots. GreatPatriotStore.com. And now they've got the beef, right? They're raising cattle. And it's humanely raised, open space, green pastures right here in the USA. Never, ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef's the highest quality anywhere. Never sold in stores. Exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form. Someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. GreatPatriotStore.com. Be sure to tell them Wayne Root sent you. Another interesting poll, by the way, it's not a Kip Herridge poll, it's a real poll in the state of Virginia. So this is interesting, because it's in the state of Virginia, and yet there are people saying, oh, Glenn Youngkin should run for president. He can't even win in Virginia against Donald Trump. He's not going to win in the country. So in Virginia, here are the numbers among Virginia voters. Who would you pick to be the Republican nominee for president? 39% choose Trump. And remember, Virginia is not known as a super conservative state or a Trump state. 39% choose Trump, 28% DeSantis. So Trump has a double-digit lead over DeSantis. And Youngkin, a distant third at 6%. Nikki Haley at 5%. So stop telling me that Haley, stop telling me Youngkin. You could tell me DeSantis. It's certainly reasonable that DeSantis would have some chance to win, but I do not believe he's ever going to win. I do believe that Trump will trounce anyone who runs against him. And I think that proves it, because even in Virginia, Trump's beating DeSantis and Youngkin badly. So that's kind of interesting. All right, one more bit of news here. How much time we have left, Chris? A minute? All right, so enough time for me to tell you one state wants to make it illegal for vaccinated donors to give blood. Montana wants to make it illegal for vaccinated people to give blood, which is interesting. According to an executive from Vitalant, the largest nonprofit blood bank in the United States, as much as 80% of the blood supply is from vaccinated donors. Montana's got a bill that would ban donors who receive the mRNA vaccines from giving blood. House Bill 645 would make it a misdemeanor punishable with a $500 fine to donate or accept blood from vaccinated donors. Interesting. And by the way, the bill would also ban people diagnosed with long COVID from giving blood. So, you know, what they're trying to tell you is Wayne Root should quit TV and radio and just give my blood all day long. I've become a very rich man. I'm a pure blood, baby. I'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA News Update. The Alex Murdoch double murder trial is now in the hands of the jury. The South Carolina lawyer accused of murdering his wife Maggie and son Paul. The prosecution claims Murdoch was about to be exposed for stealing millions from his clients and committed the murders to gain sympathy. Sunshine's back in Northern California, but more rain and snow are on the way. Lead meteorologist Scott Rowe with the National Weather Service says the capital city's been getting drenched.
2.26 inches of rain. Other places, of course, have gotten a lot more.
And it's a fight for survival in the San Bernardino Mountains as the area is buried in heavy snow. Some residents have not left their homes for almost a week and are running out of food and medical supplies. Secretary of State Antony Blinken confirms the U.S. is in talks again with Moscow about bringing home American detainee Paul Whelan from Russia. Dave Collins, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
on fire. Welcome back to segment number three. Clay Clark is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Not just Clay Clark, actually. It's the whole Reawaken America tour. And it's presented by Clay Clark and General Michael Flynn. They're partners in this. And they're creating kind of a Woodstock for conservatives because they've done a Reawaken America tour in so many cities, probably like, you know, 20 cities in the last 2 years, and every one of them was a sellout. But they've never had 10,000 people. But when you do Vegas, you got to do it big, right? Vegas is the biggest of any city in America. Everything that happens here is big. And so they've never done Vegas before. They're doing Vegas this August, Friday, August 25th, Saturday, August 26th, at the Craig Ranch Regional Park in North Las Vegas. Both nights, they'll have 70 great conservative speakers. It's going to be like Woodstock. There's going to be 9,300 tickets for sale, where there are 9,300 tickets for sale, but there are not many left. So you got to get yours now. Use the promo code WAR to buy your tickets now. You'll get the best price for tickets and a chance to win backstage passes. Get your tickets at TimeToFreeAmerica.com, TimeToFreeAmerica.com, and use the promo code WAR. And remember, I had three rallies in Vegas in the last couple of years. 5,000 to 10,000 of you showed up for each one, just for yours truly. Now you're going to have Wayne Root on the stage both nights, by the way. Both nights, center stage. Great time slot for Wayne Root, both nights, then a book signing. You'll have the great Alex Jones, General Michael Flynn, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Charlie Kirk, Roger Stone, Peter McCullough, Dr. Peter McCullough, comedian Jim Brewer, and MyPillow chairman Mike Lindell, among many others, 70 speakers in all. TimeToFreeAmerica.com, TimeToFreeAmerica.com, promo code WAR to get your best ticket possible. Okay, my guest is here, Ron Swally, expert in education, martial arts, international keynote speaker, best-selling author of Breaking the Bullying Cycle. His website is breakingthebullyingcycle.com. Ron, welcome to the Wayne L. Root Show. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on.
Did I pronounce your name right, Swally?
You pronounce Swally is the name. You got that. Is it okay if I just correct you on the website and the book?
Sure, go ahead.
It's breakingthebullyingcircle.com, which, I mean, it is really the same thing in the theory of a bullying cycle and a bullying circle, but if you want to have people find me...
I got it. Breaking the Bullying Circle. You know, by the way, it says that, and I read cycle. Sorry. For some reason, my eyes stared at circle, and I read cycle. Breaking the Bullying Circle is the book, and then the website, breakingthebullyingcircle.com. So you're a former bullying victim turned bully... turned anti-bullying expert, and what's funny is, you know, the reason I wanted you on the show is because this is my background. That's my life. I was a wimpy, pale, with braces and thick glasses Jewish kid in an all-Italian mafia neighborhood surrounded by an all-black town, went to an all-black middle school, all-black high school, and they wanted to kill me. I mean, literally, I was almost killed multiple times. One kid tried to cut my head off with a machete. I was beaten up at school, chased from school, had my lunch money stolen many times. And then one kid took pity on me, Ron, a rough Italian kid took pity on me and said, I'm going to teach you how to fight back because I can't stand to see these people beat you up. You're a nice kid.
Nice.
And he spent the whole summer teaching me how to fight. And the first three kids that came at me when I got back to school, I literally knocked them unconscious, beat the crap out of them, knocked their teeth out. And it was all in self-defense. I never got in any trouble. And nobody ever picked on me ever again the rest of my life, not in that school or anywhere else. So I'm a witness that if you can fight back against bullies, and again, only in self-defense, but if you can fight back, you change your life and you build confidence and you become a very special person. And I owe all of my success in life to all those terrible bullies who made me tougher, and then I beat the crap out of them, and now I walk tall and stand tall.
Good for you. It's like the McFly principle in Back to the Future.
Right,
you know,
right.
He finally knocks Biff out, and then the next day, you know, it's the future, and now he's the boss, and Biff is sniveling and cowering. It's so interesting, your background, because, I mean, I grew up in New Jersey, Jewish kid in my own situation like that, where I had dealt with bullying, mental and physical, and then moved to another part of New Jersey that was highly Jewish, and it was the same thing happened, and you know, I was allowed to defend myself. It was the same thing. You know, it's like it's back in the good old days where you stood up for yourself, you stood up for other people. If you felt bad, you handle the situation this way or that way. Like, every victim eventually turns into a bully. But sometimes it was really quick, where it's like, even my best friend in fifth grade, you know, it's like, I mean, I just talked to him about his daughter. You know, he kicked me, I punched him. Ow, the next day, you kick hard, you kick hard, you punch hard, you want to play He-Man? Awesome. And then, like, boom, made a buddy for life. But that's not how it is. The way that you said it back in the day, that toughened you up and that had you understand that it's up to me to defend myself, that's not the policies in public schools now.
No, it's not, right.
Same point.
In other words, I want to say this because I just said this to my wife the other day. I said, do you realize I tell that story so proudly, and I think it's a great story of a bully turning into a victor. Excuse me, a person who was bullied turning into a victor, and I think America should love that story. But there isn't one kid in America who could do what I did now because the zero tolerance policy. If you hit back in self-defense, don't you get kicked out just like the bad guy?
Yeah. And here's the insanity of it. So I first was doing bullying assembly programs in public schools, and I learned about these anti-bullying Bill of Rights. They were created by the governor like 20 years ago. All consulting was done by attorneys. Nobody talked to the teachers' union or anybody up there, and basically it took all the power away from the teachers. Now, instead of handling it, because they know the kids, they know the parents, they know the situation, they're with the kids every day, they now have to write a report. It takes 2 days, and then it goes to an anti-bullying specialist. That's one person in a school of 600-800 kids. They don't know nothing. It gets all the way up the line. The principal, the superintendent, the board of education has like a month to determine this piece of paper if it's bullying, while this kid is shamed by the school, shamed by teachers, shamed by principals, saying if you put your hands up to defend yourself, not even if you fight back, you're suspended, because they don't want to take any accountability of actually doing the thing that they're supposed to be doing, which is protecting the kids. And then you have a situation like what happened 3 weeks ago this girl, I think Adriana Kutch or Michelle something, where in New Jersey she was getting bullied for months. The superintendent of schools, they did nothing about it. They three girls beat the crap out of her. They videotaped it. It was blowing up all over the internet. And then 2 days later, the dad walks in to find his beautiful 14-year-old girl killed herself. And it's happening all over the country.
Here's the thing I don't get. Ron, let me jump in, because I just don't understand. If someone, forget it, first of all, if someone threatens to hurt me, let's face it, there's something outside of schools called stand your ground, like in Florida. If I even think someone is about to hurt me and I'm afraid, I have a right to shoot them dead with a gun. If they're on my property and I think they're going to attack me. So now let's switch to a school. I'm walking down a hallway and five guys attack me and start punching me, knock me to the ground, and start kicking me in the face and the balls. Mm-hmm. You're telling me if I fight back, they're going to say I'm kicked out of school.
You're suspended because it's
incredible.
It doesn't, listen, it's not, public schools are not designed to set kids up to be strong in life anymore. It's more about victimization. It's more about just consistently having the kids stay in a victim mindset. And then what they can do is they know the school shootings are going to happen. They know the bully sides are going to happen. But I'm in Florida. So in Parkland, this kid goes and shoots up a school, but they had reports about him, having mental illness or mental stress or whatever it is. And then, you know, it depends. Everyone's got their own agenda. You have some people talking about the kids and helping them, and then immediately you have people that immediately put it on their agenda and they blame the gun, which is insanity in my opinion. You need to, like, the gun is not going to do anything if the person doesn't do something. So then they try to blame all these different things when the mental stress and the mental well-being is not addressed, and it's not addressed in a way that benefits everyone. And also, like, we are taught to believe that public schools are the same that we were growing up. I've been on this planet 47 years. So a parent believes their brain, because their brains tell us things, even though we really shouldn't listen to them because the brain lies a lot. I listen to my heart and my gut more. if that makes sense. And the parents aren't told to talk to your kid and find out all this different stuff. So when I do my assembly programs outside of schools for Boys and Girls Clubs or whatever, I don't work in public schools anymore. I couldn't do it because I had kids saying to me, why do I get suspended? I have videos on my YouTube channel where I have kids going, why do I get suspended? Why do I get in trouble when I stand up for myself? Why do I get in trouble when somebody's hitting me? And then I'm just like, I don't know. And I ask the principals right there, and they start giving me, the, you know, the cut symbol, you know, like, stop talking about this. And then I'm just like, I'm done. I can't. I got to do these programs outside of schools. And I have the kids talk to the parents, and the parents tell the kids, look, if somebody's hitting you, do this and do that. Stand up for yourself. Defend yourself. This is how you block. This is how you do this. And the kids sit there with open jaws going, wait, what? I'm not going to get in trouble? The parents are like, no, no, we want you to stand up for yourself. And the kids, they're blown away, but nobody tells these kids, go ask your parents what to do if somebody smacks me around, spits on me through.
Hey, Ron, I'm jumping in just because we're up against the ad break. We got to run. It's Ron Schwally. His website is breakingthebullyingcircle.com. He's the author of the best-selling book, Breaking the Bullying Circle. If your kid is in any school, but in particularly a private school, make sure they learn how to defend themselves. Breakingthebullyingcircle.com. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn-Root. It's 2023. Can you believe it? This year, I want you to take control of your own life and start a business or even just a side business. It's time to take your future into your own hands and beat the globalists at their own game. Control your financial future and protect your hard-earned wealth with a bulletproof and private Nevada LLC. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Nevada's where I live and choose to do business, and you should too. NCH, Nevada Corporate Headquarters, is giving away copies of their book, The Nevada Edge, for free. This book is packed with information and strategies to start your business, protect your assets, and keep you safe from lawsuits and the government's prying eyes. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. With over 30 years in business and rated 5 stars with more than 14,000 reviews, NCH has helped tens of thousands of Americans start a business and protect their assets, and they can help you too. Visit NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com for your free book. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like your Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a 3-tiered cushioning system, 2 layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Lister Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn-Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada. I love Las Vegas. I'm still one of the world's biggest boosters and ambassadors for Las Vegas. It's not perfect. I wish we were more like Florida. I wish we were more like Texas. But we are still one of the best states in the United States. When it comes to taxes, we're better than either Florida or Texas because they both have zero income tax. We have zero income tax. But we also have very low property taxes in addition to zero income tax. And both Florida and Texas have very high property taxes. So actually, we're a better low-tax state than anyone in the country. We're really right up there with anyone. The only one better than us, maybe Alaska and maybe Wyoming. And I don't know about you, but I have no interest in living in Alaska, and I have no interest in living in Wyoming. I don't like cold weather. So, you know, if you want to live in a nice place that's reasonably warm and generally sunny, your only choice in America would be Las Vegas, or a city in Texas, or a city in Florida, or a city in Tennessee. Those are the zero income tax states that have reasonable weather, and I think Vegas has the lowest taxes of all of them. We've also got no obsession with masks, no obsession with vaccines, and for the most part, pretty free and not too many regulations. So in general, and that's why everybody's moving here. You know, they're all moving to Texas, Florida. People keep leaving out Nevada from the conversation. It's not true. Las Vegas, a lot of people are moving here. And most importantly, it's not the people, it's the businesses that are moving here. Business is booming. So, you know, we just got the Raiders a couple of years ago. The Oakland Raiders became the Vegas Raiders in the NFL. And we got the Knights in hockey. And it looks like we're going to get the Oakland A's. That's almost a fait accompli. They're going to move here and give us a Major League Baseball team. And then I hear an NBA team will be here within 2 years automatically. Yes, not even a question. And on top of that, I see some of the biggest restaurant chains in the world spending $25 to $50 million to open their flagship restaurant in Las Vegas. So, I mean, the whole world is willing to spend money here because our income tax rate is zero and we don't demand masks and we don't demand vaccines. So, you know, it's a different world, man. And that's a good entree for the sponsor of this segment, Nevada Corporate Headquarters, because they will show you how to open a Nevada LLC no matter where you live, whether you're thinking about moving here, whether you want to stay in Florida, stay in Texas, stay in some other state, hopefully a red state, Arizona, Utah, hopefully a red state, but you still can't get the structure like a Nevada LLC. No other state in America gives you the business advantages of a Nevada LLC, the privacy, the advantage against lawsuits, the advantage against government overreach, and they've got a book for you that shows you all the ways to start a Nevada LLC with them, because they're the best in the world at doing it, and they've done it for tens of thousands of Americans from all 49 states other than Nevada, and, of course, for thousands of Nevadans as well. So check it out. Just get your free book at NevadaWar.com, NevadaWar.com. The book's called The Nevada Edge, and it's free at Nevada War, W-A-R, for Wayne L. Root, just for my fans, NevadaWar.com. So I was telling you about one state will make it illegal for vaccinated donors to give blood, that state being Montana. I saw there was another bill just like that in Idaho the other day. You know, there are people waking up. I think Idaho was looking to ban COVID-19 vaccines, if my memory serves me right. But it was definitely a good bill. Idaho, Montana, two of the states that people are moving to when they want to run away from the authoritarian tyrants running our country. Disney is getting desperate. First of all, they've lost so much market cap. They're just absolutely dying. But now they're punishing people for talking negatively about their latest live-action Peter Pan monstrosity. Disney, their inability, it says here, to learn from its mistakes. They're actually doubling down. Among these mistakes are its inability to make a movie without having to check certain woke social justice boxes, including race swaps, feminist messaging, and woke overtones are a plague within every Disney movie and television show, which drags down their box office numbers and viewership levels by leaps and bounds, and yet they will not give up. And the other thing they won't stop doing is attacking its would-be customers and blaming people's dislike of its latest releases on some sort of moral failings like sexism, racism, or homophobia. So take, for example, it says, the latest debacle that is Peter Pan and Wendy, the latest in Disney's desperate attempt to milk every successful property they've ever had by giving it a live-action reboot for modern audiences. And you could probably guess how they screwed up the modern Peter Pan movie. And the deal is, the reception has been horrible. Movie's been denounced as yet another lazy Disney rehash of a property that should have been left alone. And now they're trying to silence those who speak out about it. As of a YouTube channel gave a review about the Disney movie, and it was struck down by Disney immediately. He shows you his channel's back end. You can see his video is blocked all over America by Disney. Doesn't stop there. Other YouTubers who've talked about the new Peter Pan movie are watching odd things happen to their channel, including their comment section being disabled by YouTube. The point is, liberals do really stupid things that aren't popular, that turn people off, that offend people, at many times their own best customers, and then they have the nerve to try and silence you when you criticize them. They actually think you have no right to have your view. And so I just think we got to destroy them. Disney should go to hell. Never buy another Disney product. Never watch Disney movies. Never stream the Disney Channel. Never buy Disney books. Don't buy Disney paraphernalia. And the same thing with so many other woke companies like Hershey's Chocolates. They just, to celebrate Women's Day, they put out a Hershey's chocolate bar with a picture of a transgender man who's become a woman. So put Hershey's out of business. Do me a favor. Tell them to go to hell. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.